Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong. Wrong.
It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. Their Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Praise God. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name and we thank you. You are merciful forever. And we thank you, Father God, for helping us, steering us, bringing us to this place, which is unbelievably end times. A place right now where the things that we've talked about together on this program for well over 15 years, while people thought we were absolutely insane, and now it's mainstream news. And it's very exciting to be alive at this time. But Father, as you know, it also gets us a little challenged sometimes when what appears to be a delay, but no doubt is a combination of you bringing in more people and saving more souls, for you would want not one to perish, praise your name. And also plans of the enemy that take time to implement fully that have probably been in place for hundreds of years. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that because of the content that we touch upon, the sensitivity of the content that we touch upon, what would happen if, for whatever reason, we were targeted by the synagogue of Satan and all the consequences thereof. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to make good eyes blind, good ears deaf of the enemy, anyone who would do us ill. For we are gentle as doves. And we only have an interest. We're not from here. We're not staying here. And all of our interests are in you. In you, Lord Jesus. And we praise you for the divine protection that you will give us. We know that you will give us. We trust you, Father. And we thank you. Just turn them away. Or let them listen and find Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Thank you for that divine protection, Father. We always want to ask that for you before every program because we touch on those subjects that, well, many consider, you know who I mean, praise God, many consider to be forbidden and will attack if they hear it. So we thank you for that protection because if it wasn't for that, not only would I be out of a job, but I'd be out panhandling somewhere in the streets. So anyway, thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. Folks, my goodness, we got Sammy on the line. We got to get an update on Pipes International. That's exciting. Also, as it says in the title of the program, Marjorie Taylor Greene confirms that Congress is actively and openly discussing how and when they're going to be using nuclear weapons in Iran. So this is no longer just Colonel Douglas McGregor and, you know, these different folks that are, you know, retired expert military people or retired CIA analysts, et cetera, like the Johnson fellow. But now we've moved into somebody who's got contacts directly in Congress and no doubt has direct communications with them and has been able to confirm that the United States Congress is now actively talking about if and when. Although, trust me, folks, you can believe it. There's no if involved. When they're going to be using nuclear weapons. As you know, Dr. David Arora from Kenya, the prophet Dr. David Arora from Kenya, also, as many of you know, runs a divine healing ministry, has been for many, many years, prophesied, I do believe it was back as far as 2010, in a vision that he was given from the Lord. I played it for everybody many times, where he had seen two tactical nukes being launched from the bottom of a jet. He said it was Israel that was flying them, and they were exploding into a mountain, and it was a historic fire, he said. Okay, so we had that all going all the way back to 2010. Now, granted, our Father calls audibles. He does change the timeline. He relents. If you had the right version of the Bible, you'll see relent all over the place. If you had the King James, you won't see relent. Okay, it says repent. But our Heavenly Father doesn't repent for anything. So anyone out there who tells you that there isn't anything wrong with the King James Bible needs to have their head examined. They're not paying attention to the details. All right, anyway, praise God. But he relents. He changes his mind. Otherwise, there would be no Israelites because our Heavenly Father was going to destroy them. And then Moses said, well, you're going to make yourself look kind of bad in front of the Egyptians. And he said, oh, well, then I'm going to change my mind. And that word is relent. Praise God. Well, he does relent. He relents. He calls audibles. You know, his timing is perfect. But I think it's really kind of a war dynamic going on right now. Not that he's not using Lucifer on an executive severance package to bring in the fullness of the Gentiles. He absolutely is. All right. And Lucifer gets let out again later. And another Gog and Magog invasion after the descent of the New Jerusalem, which thankfully the bride is adorned as a bride inside of the New Jerusalem in transformed bodies. So thankfully she will not have to be involved in the release of Lucifer in the second Gog and Magog invasion. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God for that. Wonderful, small, and kind favors that he has woven all through the text. But we've got that issue to mention. We've got 11,000 scientists declaring a climate emergency. Now, folks, this is not about, they're not saying we got to kill more cows because they're creating carbon. They've dropped the whole carbon thing. So now nobody's talking about carbon. And now, as a consequence of, or as a blessing associated with no more talk about carbon, now 11,000 scientists have gotten together and they're saying, we have a climate emergency. They're correct about that. Now, what I doubt they're saying is why there's a climate emergency. And I know people love to always point to the alien tech that's being used by essentially the synagogue of Satan, but it's coming down from Satan, the board of directors, which are Draco reptilians, which is what Draco T is, which is what Hillary is, which, by the way, did you know that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are actually related? Yeah. Now it all just kind of snaps together and starts making sense. But anyway, you've got that hierarchy of evil, but our Father is leveraging it. Okay? He does the evil things that happen across the world, like the horrible slaughter of tens of thousands of babies crushed under rock in Gaza as true genocide is occurring right now and being overlooked by the entire United States government because of AIPAC influences, because they're all about building the greater Israel, which comes from the Babylonian Talmud. It's a combination of the Talmud, but they worship, they operate under the Talmud. Who are these they people? They are what the Bible calls the Jews that are not Jews. Okay? Remember, though, there's still a remnant of sons of Jacob, true Jews out there. The vast majority of them do not live in 1947 Israel, which was established by the Rothschilds. Okay, and the Star of David is the Star of Molech, and it's got some very dark satanic origins, and it's been around a very long time, but has absolutely nothing to do with what they refer to as 1947 Israel. The only reason 1947 Israel exists is because they've been allowed by the controlled United States Congress, who are always satanic, to go ahead and murder Americans through false flag attacks like the USS Liberty, or else they'd have been gone by now. They wouldn't have won the Six-Day War if they hadn't done what they always do, which is launch false flags, blame it on other people, and then get the United States' military to unite to their agenda, which we see happening right now to the detriment of this country's being taken down. But so is one quarter of the earth. Draco T's purpose, his entire purpose, as I've said many times, and I'm telling you, I'm right. I know I'm right. Before God, I know I'm right. May he strike me dead with a lightning bolt if I'm not. Okay? Now, in Jesus' name. All right? And I'm telling you, folks, this is just the way it is. He was essentially hired, appointed by Satan for the sole purpose of ushering in the third seal, which is a global financial collapse, which is Behold a Black Horse, and the fourth seal, which is Behold a Pale Horse, where one-fourth of the earth, one-quarter of the earth, will meet with death, famine, and even attacks by animals, it says. So that death, that pale horse, okay, is, and the global financial collapse, because remember, the seals are popped all at the same time. You're never going to learn this in church. Never going to learn this in church. I promise you. As a matter of fact, they're too busy pointing to one verse out of 31,102 verses to justify the genocide that's taking place over there by the synagogue of Satan. And I don't know how you can stand being around that. As a matter of fact, it says in Proverbs 6:16 that causing division amongst the brethren is an affront against the Lord. It's a, you know, so we can't go there. And if you can stand in a church while people are surrounded by the Star of Remphan, okay, go ahead. All the power to you. Okay, if you need your Jesus hugs that bad, I just can't do it. I can't. To me, it's a form of hypocrisy. That's just me. I'm crazy like that. But anyway, what we have right now, as I've said before, is the creation of the Revelation chapter 6, it's not just the creation of, but it's the actual happening of. It's all happening now. Everything in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13, which is the Olivet Discourse, everything in 1 Thessalonians 2, which is Paul telling everybody, stop babbling around and mingling about and not doing anything. Be it known that Jesus shall not return until this and this and this and this happens. That's what 2 Thessalonians 2 is all about. But you got to combine that, they all overlap with Revelation chapter 6. And the only, I had some person give me grief because they're like, well, you got to tell me what the first, behold a white horse is. I'm not going to listen to you about the third horse. And I'm like, you know what? That's fine. Don't listen to a word I say. Just go ahead and go marching right into your own doom. But that's okay. I try. Lord Jesus told me and I heard his voice. Yes, I did. Now, it wasn't audible, but I heard it so clear. I can't explain it. It's very strange when you hear the Lord's voice like that. And he said, you didn't come to save the world. I came to save the world. Now, stop crying and get back to work. Essentially. So anyway, here I am. I'm going to continue to do this until death do me part. Thank you, Jesus. Hopefully that'll be tonight and a nice, quiet, Holy Spirit-filled presence without me knowing it. And then I show up and, hey, it's Jesus. I'm sure most of us are probably at a point right now in our walk with all the weird things going on in the world that we would welcome, because death has no grip over us. It's just a transition into a much, much, much. Well, it's a level of glory and euphoria that really can't be put into words. And I think most of us know that. So again, Draco T and the Synagogue of Satan are preparing the world for the Great Tribulation. The Great Tribulation starts after Revelation 6:17, where it says the day of his wrath, capital H, Jesus' wrath, has come. And who is able to stand? Everything after Revelation 6:17 begins the Great Tribulation. The scrolls lay on the table. Jesus comes along and he pops all the scrolls at once. Right down the table. But the contents of the scrolls are the things that we see happening right now. The Japanese yen collapsing, China selling U.S. Treasury bonds like crazy, the stock market completely upside down, our trillions and trillions and trillions of tens of trillions of dollars of debt that has increased. Everything. Look at the volcanoes popping off all over the place. That we've set a record in the first half of 2026 on just the magnitude 7 plus earthquakes or higher. It's a world record. Now, they're not allowed to talk about this stuff because they're being controlled by the forces of darkness. They don't want us to know about Planet X, Nibiru, all the things that I talk about in the introduction to this program. These are things that I've been talking about, as you know, for 15 years. And now they're all happening before our very eyes. The Earth is in an elliptical orbit. When we are close to the sun, it's really, really hot. Like right now. But when we're away from the sun, see, it used to just be the tilt of the Earth. It's not that anymore. It's a combination of the tilt of the Earth and the elliptical orbit, which causes the extreme weather that we are having. Oh, no. It's cows. I heard somebody say on Fox News that it was cows. No! It's not cows. It never has been cows. Oh, but wait a minute. It must be, the evil ones with their harp systems controlling the weather. Yeah, that's what's doing it predominantly. I'll tell you something, folks. You got things upside down. Yes, they manipulate the weather. Yes, they have alien tech that allows them to steer hurricanes and all that kind of stuff and create earthquakes. I get it. I'm a very scientifically oriented type of person. I truly understand what magnification in the ionosphere means. But anyway, I'm not going to get into all the details about my background in technology. But I'm here to tell you, it's Nibiru. It's the arrival of the Anunnaki. These are the gods that, I forget which group it is, and I'll have to look it up again, but there was a group of naughty Jews that went to the top of their houses and they gave drink offerings and grain offerings to the gods. They called them the hosts of heaven. That was Anunnaki. And some of them are here already, but there's a bunch of more coming, folks, because it's in 2 Esdras 15, verse 28, where it says, the dragons of Arabia fly on chariots like the wind, and all them who see them will fear and tremble. Well, what do you know? How did that get yanked out of our 1611 King James? But it did, with 13 other books. Gotta shrug your shoulders sometimes. Anyway, on that note, before we dig into that and a whole bunch more, let's bring on Brother Sammy Mwangi and get us caught up, because there's a lot of things happening with pipes, and it's exciting. Praise God. Brother Sammy, it's all yours.
Hello. Thank you so much, John. Always an exciting time to come and give an update to our dear viewers. And I've done that, as you said, for almost 14, 15 years now. And John, thank you also for your consistency in supporting us through your own contributions, but also by advertising what we do and talking about Pipes International. We are making a difference. I believe that this is a worthy cause, and we've seen so many lives transformed. We started slow, started in Congo among the Babuti pygmies in the forests, people who are being eaten as medicinal, people are being raped, and they went through everything that you can think about. I don't even know any other tribal people that have gone through what the pygmies in Congo went through. You know, women would be tied on trees and raped by soldiers as they went across forests, militia groups, killing, and it was just so hard when I had those testimonies. And from there, from Congo, where we later started a school in Mugunga near Goma City, one of the worst cities in the world again, we then went to Ijwi Island. Ijwi Island is on Lake Kivu. bordering Rwanda and Congo there. And we went to this island, worked for some time, resettled pygmies who were being beaten in the forests, brought them together, more than 20 families. And then 2022, by God's grace, we now built our second school in Congo, right on the island of Ijwi. Today, 500 students are in that school, and we offer them some meals, hot meals, 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's so exciting. These kids are so happy. They pray for the people who support Pipes International. And John is just so exciting. I tell them you have to continue praying for the people who stand with you so that they may continue to have good jobs and good businesses and good health and everything that God wishes for us. So we are so grateful. And then we moved on from Congo. Then we went to Burundi. I guess Burundi right now is the poorest country in the world. We went there, worked again with the Batwa people, again the pygmies there, and now working with different churches and programs and just expanding the gospel of Jesus Christ. Remember, our main mission for Pipes International is discipleship, helping people to find and follow Jesus through discipleship. We produced workbooks, small booklets translated in their own languages. One of our first books that we did during COVID in 2020 is translated in 8 different languages. So it's all over, including Urdu language in Pakistan. So we've seen the Lord grow us from Congo to Burundi to Rwanda to Kenya to Pakistan and of course here in the United States. 6 countries we are impacting by God's grace. So one of the most recent programs, now it's going to 2 years, it's an internship program that we began in Kenya, where we recruit university students. When they are completing, they give 1 year to God. They surrender and say, I want to serve the Lord for 1 year. And of course, even the rest of the years, they'll still be serving God. But they come to our organization and they just don't do anything else. Just go out to schools, to churches, to villages, working among students, among youth, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. In fact, this half of the year from January to June, and I have that report on our website, they reached to 8,000 people face to face, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, praying with 203 to say yes to Jesus Christ. In total, we baptized 160 people since January, both in Kenya and Pakistan, and we are so grateful. Then, when they give their life to Jesus, when they say yes to Christ, we take them through a discipleship program because we realized, just saying yes or lifting up the hand is not enough. People have to know what is it that we are committing ourselves to. So these little booklets help them stage to stage become mature Christians, but also start sharing the gospel with others as well. So we've seen that work. The little booklet now is translated in English. It's in English and in Swahili. And I just talked to our team in Pakistan, and they would like to do that in Urdu, and we'll be raising some $1,000 or so to be able to print it in Pakistan. 2,000 copies is what they require. So we've gone to these countries, schools, churches, villages, and recently in Kenya, we started working with the prison. So the juvenile, that's where we started from. After a few months, they brought 64 staff in our center so that they can be trained how to work with these young men and young women who are going to prison. And it was interesting because they are now coming to us because since you started working with them, they have seen lives being transformed. The first 6 guys who gave their lives to Jesus in prison, they changed so much and they started asking, what is special about this group? So the prison sent people to our center for a retreat so that they can be trained how to work with the people they are working with. And so we've seen God doing amazing work. We just had a mission trip in June. I was there with my family. We had a team of 7 coming from St. Louis area where I live, and they came from the church we go to, and they were sharing the gospel. One of the things that we did when we went to Kenya in June is to commission this chapel that we've been building. We got help from a friend in Texas, actually, who also listened to me through John's radio, Tribulation Now, and this gentleman helped us to build a chapel. And he also helped us to build a center. where youth come, they to be trained, pastors come. In fact, the last 10 days, we had young people that we sponsor in our programs coming to do tuition there, but also having devotions in the morning. And yesterday when they were leaving, they got school supplies, they got clothing, and they also got discipleship materials to go and take to the schools they came from. So it's been exciting. So we opened the chapel, and then we had a VBS, Vacation Bible School. Immediately, 173 kids came for this VBS. It was actually the second one. The first one was in April where we did the trial, but also this was also the second one for our center, but first one to use the chapel. And we continue to see the heart of God in so many different ways. So in Congo right now, we are supporting 1,300 students in the two schools that we have. So we raise money to pay the teachers so that the kids can go to school without being asked for the teacher, because that is always the hardest thing. In Kenya, we are sponsoring about 30 kids now. The number is growing. I remember the ladies that the team that went from St. Louis, one of the ladies there saw the poverty with these kids and where they live, no electricity, it's off-grid, no running water. And she took now four children that she is sponsoring. She was telling me, because one is about $50, and most people sponsor one kid, $50 a day, a month. But this lady said, four kids is just $200. That's money I spend with lunches with the friends, in a week. So for her, she said she's a retired person and, the husband passed away. And she said, I can sponsor kids because what else do I gain here apart from the lives that I impact when I'm alive? And also, so apart from discipleship and education, we also do a lot of empowerment programs with women. Sewing schools. We have sewing school in Rwanda, Burundi, Pakistan, and we actually do have some machines, sewing machines that we are going to get for Kenya as well. So Kenya will be our fourth place where these windows and single women are coming there and getting skills and going out and making some money for their families. They don't have to keep on begging. And also we are helping women to start kitchen gardens, portrait, different small projects. They are not like expensive projects, but these are small projects that women start and they are able to feed their own families. And we are so excited. John, another thing that we started doing recently, about a year or so ago, we realized that so many girls were dropping out of schools just because they didn't have hygiene products. They didn't have sanitary pads, and the men and the boys would take advantage of them, buy them those items, in exchange for sex. And so many girls were getting pregnant. In fact, 3 years ago, we had a girl who was 13 years old who became pregnant. And just last year, we had another girl in grade 8 who got pregnant. And when we talked to them and asked them what is happening, and they say, this somebody helped me with transport, and then they demanded this. And some culture in some of those places, like the Maasai, it's kind of acceptable. So you cannot even take these people to prison. You can't report them to, the local authorities, to the police. It's just something that is acceptable. But guess what? When we sponsor these kids and give them sanitary pads, we give them hygiene products and underwears and all these, then they can comfortably tell men, we have what we need to go to school. We have books, we have backpacks. We don't need any help from you. We started with 200 kids. That program now has grown to 1,000 girls that every month we are supporting, 800 in Kenya and 200 in Congo. And now the teen pregnancy has gone down, and we are really thankful to God when we get these reports from teachers and parents, and they tell us how this is impacting. When we speak to our friends in US, they are like, wow, this is something we would never think about, that a sanitary pad is an issue to anyone. And yet there are girls not going to school for a whole week. There are girls dropping out of school in this part of Africa. But because of the help we are getting, we are so, so excited. So John, the impact has been great. I would encourage those who have not visited pipesinternational.org.org, please go there. You'll see what I call 2026 Media Impact Report. You'll see the numbers there very clearly, the countries, some of those numbers I mentioned, what difference we are making. I have a PDF. I think I shared with John, quite some slides there. And if you need them, they are in the website. You can download and just see what God is doing. You can talk to your friends. You can invite us to your church. And, you can invite me to do something online. Or however, I love to travel, so that's not an issue. And just share what God is doing and share how you can be part of the impact. So as I conclude, we do have a center in Kenya where we send people to. They go to schools and come back and spend the night there. Good news, we are starting another center, another part of Kenya, and we are so excited because we're going to start with two staff members to go to schools, and there are a few other people working on the center. And so now, right now, we actually need a motorbike. It's about $1,500 to get a motorbike to have this program start immediately in September when the schools open. They are right now on vacation holiday. When they open, we are going to go to these schools in this other location and just spread the goodness of Jesus Christ. So, John, thank you so much. There's so much I can talk about, all the wonderful things God has done, not just this year, but the last 15 years. And we can't wait to keep celebrating what the Lord has done. Lives are being touched, lives are being changed. People are seeing God do marvelous things in their areas. And John, I want to thank you so much for giving me this opportunity and the many opportunities that we talk and highlight about what God is doing through Pipes International.
Praise God. Well, I just found out that I'm on the lower level of the Zoom subscription service. And
Okay.
it's coming up and saying, "We want $169 from you right now." So anyway, hopefully we don't get cut off. But anyway, folks, this is, I mean, you heard it. Sammy is not just going out and touching people's lives. What they're doing is they're establishing discipleship evangelism. So they're planting churches all over the place and helping people. Oh, and we're probably going to get cut off any second now. I'm getting warnings. But anyway, there we go. All right, so we got cut off. Thank you, Jesus. No problem there. I can communicate with Sammy out of band, but I just want to close by saying it's a great opportunity to give. Please don't forget that, as I have said in many shows in the past, I forget the name of this particular individual, but he was from South Africa. It was like very hard to pronounce. I have to have the actual testimony up on my screen, and I don't. I'm doing it from memory. But here's the thing. When he was taken by an angel, this man was taken by an angel over heaven. He was given a tour. I don't know if it was NDE or what, but it's definitely he was there. And he saw a pastor, an ex-pastor of a church, that had just a beautiful home, and the lawn, everything, the flowers, is just they couldn't. I mean, they couldn't quantify it. It was just unbelievably gorgeous. Words couldn't describe. And the angel had pointed out to had stated very, very clearly that it's the little things. It wasn't that he was a church pastor that got him the rewards that he received in heaven. The two main things that we get rewarded for are giving, remember the widow's mite, and also our prayers. So I cannot tell you, giving and prayers, giving and our prayers, those are the two most important things that God rewards us for in heaven. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And I can't think of another place in the entire world that I would rather support, because they're touching so many people. Because when you plant a church, guess what? That church touches a bunch of other people, and then the other church touches another bunch of people, and it just spins out of control. And it's huge. And I don't think even in the short period of time that Sammy spends with us, we just get an inkling of the impact that they're having, and it's just. It's awesome. PIPES, like Pipes in House International.org. And you can just give right off that site, or go to tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle, and it'll say, "Don't give to us, give to the poor. And when you click on the link, it takes you over and you can give to Pipes from there as well. And the Lord will bless you for it. That's for sure. Praise Jesus. All right. So anyway, on that note, let's go ahead and segue into the rest of the story. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so if enough of you get praying for me to get some relief at work, which I kind of, I don't know, I'm skeptical now because it's just getting worse every week, and that's fine. You know what? Everybody tells me, John, you are so blessed. You are so popular. Your boss loves you. No, let me just let you know something. Yeah, but that means he sees me as the go-to guy for every little thing he needs to have done now. On top of managing $3 billion company projects. I don't expect you to understand it, but it's like having, an analogy would be standing in a room and you got six people pulling, you know, three people per arm, and they're all pulling really hard on your arms. They need you now. And that intensity goes. I mean, I start work at 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't get any credit for that time. They don't even, yeah, that's just how it works. They give you credit for staying late. They don't give you credit for starting early. So anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, yes, good problems, bad problems. This is a good problem. But unfortunately, it's very impactful. And it's okay. I'm getting through it, you know, with prayer. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So anyway, back to the program and the stuff that I wanted to cover tonight on this show. In the last 3 days, quite frankly, full disclosure, there really hasn't been much going on. Now, the why part of that, it could be multidimensional. Because really, when you think about it, it's hard to imagine this, but it's true. God is using Lucifer on an executive severance package to help him bring in the fullness of the Gentiles, because there is no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. So now we got military personnel that are, you know, praying to Jesus with all of their heart and fear of their lives. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been paying him a lick of attention. You've got, in some cases, over 1 million people in the streets with having candlelit visuals praising Jesus, many of which, if the world wasn't so full of problems, wouldn't even be given the time of day. But this is part of the process. And in fact, it's reflected in the two-phase rising of Jesus' people. I'm not going to say the bride. I believe that's a different group. But the rising up in the Tommy Hicks vision was two phases. The first phase, a bunch of Christians rose up. The second phase was the big one, when a lot of them rose up. Okay. I don't know. My personal opinion is it's not referring to them rising up to the rapture. It's just rising up to be ultimately qualified to make it to heaven and get rewards and inheritance and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, could be anything, because what do I know? It's just my estimation. Now, we already see the first phase happening right now because of all the horrible things that are happening across the earth and the impact that and the different nations, etc. Everybody's seeing what's going on. They see the destruction. They see the impossible inflation, the unbelievable weather, the floods that are happening, the 7+ earthquakes that are all over, the volcanoes that are popping off. I mean, it is just, I mean, I'm barely touching the tip of the iceberg. The alien problem, the disclosure, this and that, the war situation. Is it world war? Is it, what is it? Is it nuclear? Is it going to go nuclear? All that kind of stuff. The whole world sees it. Suddenly, you have a whole bunch of Christians who, maybe they went to church, maybe they popped $40 a month into the collection plate, but as a general rule, weren't really sincere in their relationship with Jesus. But fear of dying, you know, a personal, the one time somebody you get really close and intimate and crying and repenting before Jesus with a truly contrite heart and spirit, which, by the way, is how we're supposed to be every day of our walk, is when they're about to die. That's why one of the last things that God will do for somebody that he's determined to bring to heaven, he'll let them get cancer. He will let them get cancer because he knows when they're lying in their bed in a coma that he can visit them with an angel and everything will be exactly the way it needs to be, that they'll be crying out. You know, when you have tubes and everything jammed down your throat and you have a prognosis of 3 days to live, believe me, you're going to be crying out to Jesus, even if you're Buddhist. Which, by the way, I have testimonies of things like that happening during the tsunami of 2005. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, back on track. I see that we're down to the dregs of time. If I have to do 2 hours, I'll do 2 hours. And that's what it is. And that's the way it shall be. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It says in Luke 12, verse 47, it says, to him who has been given much, much will be required. And that might mean 2 hours of sleep, 3 hours of sleep. It's like sometimes I think I live off of caffeinated beverages. Anyway, praise God. All right, we'll see how it goes out. I'm going to start at the bottom this time. There isn't that. If there was like, you know, 100 things I had to go through, I might start at the top. But anyway, so for the record, you may know this already. A lot of the things that we talk about on this show, and a lot of things that we talk about on the show do not make it to mainstream media, but a lot of things that we talk about on this show would never have made it to mainstream media are now making it to mainstream media, which I think is part of God's plan to wake up more people that should have been awake a long time ago and get them on their knees. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. So anyway, just for the record, we're now up to 20 U.S. generals generals or above, you know, could be admirals, whatever, big stars on their shoulders, have resigned after rejecting Draco T's orders. Okay. There's been so many occurrences that some of them were so dramatic that it, you know, they ended up in the Wall Street Journal. Like the one general that he proclaimed, I mean, publicly proclaimed that the president of the United States is going to destroy the United States military. Straight up, after he resigned or was terminated or whatever. What's the difference, right? Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So that's highly noteworthy, and I do believe the numbers will climb as this moves forward. Most of the military people don't want to be there. They don't want anything to do with what's going on because they know that they know they're dead. They know they are living flesh sacrifices. Now, whether they figured it out, it's to Satan or not yet. That's, you know. But as long as they're praying to Jesus with a humble and contrite spirit and fear for their lives, that's where they want to be. Thank you, Jesus. Better to be in fear for your life than be in fear of hellfire, which is the reason why we're supposed to fear God. And believe me, I do. I can tell you that. And a lot of the promises that we get in the Bible are not applicable to you unless you truly fear God and fear hellfire. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't know that, you're not reading your Bible carefully enough. All right. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, U.S. sailors, I'm certain that you've heard this, but I'm going to go ahead and play this little bit. Hold on just a second. See if it's still there. Here we go.
You guys, there's a mental health crisis happening.
Hold on. I got to adjust the volume controls every single time. Every video, every audio bite, everything has its own volume level. There's no way to stabilize that. Just have to do manual adjustments. Let me try this.
Aboard the USS Lincoln in the Middle East that no one is talking about. And mainly because the Navy is pretty much quashing it. You will read online about food shortages, supply shortages, poor morale among crew members. That's because they've been at sea continuously for 250 days. They've been deployed a total of 271 days, 250 without a port of call. That's unheard of. Normally, they will go to port every 3 to 6 weeks. They have not been to port in 38 weeks.
Okay. The reason I'm going to cut this guy off is to save a little bit of time. Hopefully, I can I can do that. I was in the Navy for 5 years. Let me tell you something. Everything, 250 days on a carrier. Are you kidding me? In the short periods of time that my destroyer, or actually it was a guided missile cruiser, a heavy cruiser, was out, and it was only for short spurts, it was unbelievable. The toilets would overflow. Turds would come flying out of the toilet. It literally into the air. I was woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go in with a dustpan and chase turds and water back and forth across the what they called the forward head. And that was on short trips. These ships are old technologies. The worst job in the United States Navy is called a hull tech. They're the ones that have to try to fix that stuff, which they can't. And they never will. It's design flaws in the original design of the ships. And those are baked into our very old aircraft carriers. And don't give me any, you know, everything that Drake OT says is a lie. And everything that they're saying, which is worst case, you got to take whatever they say and make it three times worse than they're telling you. Because you're not getting the whole story, even from the people that are on the ship and their parents. Praise God. So there's your FYI on that. It ain't pretty. As a matter of fact, whatever they say it is, again, you got to make it much more horrible. Amityville, horrible, horrible. All right, praise God. I'm telling you, I've been there, and I know. And that was on a perfectly fine working heavy guided missile cruiser that just came out from upgrades at a yard. And it still did all those things. All right, so anyway, a massive report exposes that Drake OT has purchased over $100 million in bonds tied to companies directly impacted by his policies. This is a slam dunk insider trading deal and highly impeachable, this person makes a claim. Well, you know what? No kidding. This entity, it's an entity. It's a very sick, twisted enemy. I mean, you ought to see the videos that I have of him literally pooping himself. Way worse than Biden. Way worse. And you know he's doing it because everybody around them they're gagging. They're gagging. And he just sits there. It just sits there. So anyway, I don't even like to talk about it. But anyway, we're stuck with it for a while. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my gosh, it makes me feel like this. Oh, thank you, Father. I know. It's actually worse than that. More like dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria. Anyway, here's a commentary by McGregor. Listen to this. This supposedly is pretty darn good. Here we go.
Again, the blockade is having a negative effect on Iran, and it is causing inflation and several other things. But is that going to be enough to cause them to have economic hardship before our economic hardship hits harder?
I think that's the right question, and I think the answer is no. It's going to hit us very hard in the fall. As we've talked about, all the effects of the downturn in traffic to the Strait of Hormuz, you know, the fact that 40% of the world's sulfur comes out of the Strait and none of it's coming out, all these kinds of things. And I think that Donald Trump should consider writing a new book. I think his last book was The Art of the Deal. He's an expert now. He should sit down and write a book called The Art of Defeat, because that's what he's mastered. We are defeated. And nothing he does at this point is going to make any difference. And the Iranians have made that very clear. That's why they said they have no intention of negotiating with this administration. They, you know, they'll wait until he leaves office, presumably in 2029. I think he might go earlier. But having said that, they know that we are not governed per se by Donald Trump or the voice of the American people. These institutions and the people in them have all been purchased by the Zionist Jewish billionaires who are actually in control. And there's no point in talking to them. You might as well try to talk to Netanyahu. And I think they know that's a waste of time.
Well, there you have it. Well said. Okay, praise God. And now, if we could just... I mean, I think by this time, McGregor pretty much suspects that, he's doing it on purpose. but he doesn't know why. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. It's even gotten to the point that Fox News themselves, his pet mainstream media outlet, is now...
Never mind,
I'm just going to let
Donald Trump watches your show, and so I will say to him directly, Mr. Trump, you are the first president in American history to start and lose a war by yourself. You have made America more weak, more alone, and less respected. Congress has to take back the steering wheel from this impaired driver before we end up in a third quagmire in the Middle East of the 21st century. That starts with ending the escalation. He keeps on trying to escalate vertically, meaning more effects on target. Iran escalates horizontally, bringing in other regional players, other infrastructure assets into the fight. Iran is winning that escalation ratchet. We got to stop it. We got to negotiate transit through the Strait of Hormuz. Then we have to strengthen the Abraham Accords. But that is going to be a decadal process. It's not going to happen in this guy's term because he's too incompetent.
That was on Fox News. If that didn't make his brand new wig go upside down and swirly-whirly, you know, the old term, flippeth thy wig. Don't flippeth thy wig. Anyway, praise God. So that's an amazing turn of events right there. All right, we already covered the Lincoln. And if you have any suspicion, I have a testimony. I'm not going to play it for the time, but it's an ex-Satanist is now full of Jesus, and he testifies and lets everybody know that you need to plead the blood of Jesus over you, which I hope that you already know, and do it on purpose. Plead it to him, because according to these Satanists, once you do that, they can't touch you. So one more piece of spiritual warfare trivia to help us all get through the days that we're in the middle of. All right, thank you, Jesus. Pakistan has demanded, it says demanded that all Muslim countries unite against, well, fake Israel. Okay, so it says, and I'll just go ahead and read this to you. Israel was just directly threatened by a nuclear-armed Islamic nation. And it's not Iran. Iran's nuclear weapons program has been mostly obliterated by the United States and Israeli militaries over the past 14 months. Pakistan, however, currently possesses approximately 170 nuclear warheads. The other day, the Pakistani defense minister, Khawaja Asif, demanded all Islamic nations unite militarily against Israel, especially over the Palestinian issue. And they're nuclear armed. Rah, rah. Exit, stage left. But, you know, it does say in Luke 21:20, the subtitle in the New King James for that passage is the destruction of Jerusalem. It's coming. Everybody's like, Noahide laws, Noahide laws. No. When you read the end of the Albert Pike, which I have it published on tribulationnow.com, the Albert Pike letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, they're going to obliterate Jews, Gentiles, Christians, Muslims, every one of them. I don't think they're ever going to get a chance to do the Noahide stuff. Their intention is to wipe them all out, every one of them, so that the only thing left is Lucifer for the Great Tribulation. And data centers, and AI, and drones, and everything else that they're doing right now. No money. You will eat the bugs and be happy. Okay. Oh, Bungalow is a new strain. That's what they're calling it, a new strain of Ebola that has killed 2,000 people as of a few days ago, and it's rising. It's got 100% death rate. So it's probably just a matter of time before that makes it into the Western countries. Well, I have to watch that because, you know, the Cérémonie Vision said there was going to be outbreaks of something just like it, that within less than 24 hours, the person dies. It's coming. Let's just hope that we're out of here by then. All right. Thank you, Lord. The IRGC generals says if the United States launches a nuclear attack on Iran, we will occupy their bases around the world. Now, we're going to have to wait and see how this, plays out. Is it just going to be a limited attack on Fort Dow, or is it going to be a larger scale? Who knows? We don't know. One thing is for sure, in the Cérémonie Vision, once the nukes start happening, regardless of where at, and she mentioned several locations, including Iran attacking Israel with a nuke from Libya, it's all bets are off. And it's all bets are off for the arrival of aliens, which very well mean that the David Doherty copper spaceship is going to arrive in the middle of the sky, and everybody's going to go into a panic, and then we have a countdown clock going for our immediate departure. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So anyway, I'm excited about that, and I want to get out of here as bad as just about anybody, I'm sure. I won't tell you about... Oh. No, I don't have the time. Web, insane footage of a supercell over. Oh, that I marked it web. These are things that I'm going to... Okay, listen. Hold on a second. Let me just drive this home. Okay, enough is enough. Your attention, please. Please go to tribulationnow.com with two N's in the middle. And please put your email in the little bitty... email place underneath the Big Angel. The Big Angel email is for receiving emails about the radio shows, like the one I'm going to send out right after I record this one. But the one underneath it, the little bitty one, put your email there too, because that's a completely separate thing that gives you emails to notify you that I'm putting stuff on the website. And it's not, you know, it's amazing stuff. It's just unbelievable. It's mind-blowing. I'm trying to stick to only the most important stuff, but occasionally I throw up some really supernatural weird stuff too, you know, just because. It's all part of what we're going through right now as we're waiting to get out of here. Get me off this alien demon-infested rock in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, so let's keep on going. So not this one, not this one, not this one. Okay, I already talked about Pakistan, and they're also making a proclamation that the Muslims of the world must unite, which, of course, that falls under the category of the Natan and Rabbi Rami Levy. It has English dubbing over it, and I put it on tribulationnow.com. So if you had put your email in the bottom, in the tiny little email place, okay, it's there, put it there, and you would have gotten a notification about that post. Because there's a lot of information in there, folks, that I cannot cover. I'm limited to the amount of time that I can do. I'm thinking, if you pray hard enough for me, that things will stabilize at my work and I might actually have enough time to set up a Rumble account, which would allow me to dump bunches of shows and all kinds of stuff and even who knows what. Or, you know, we'll just have to wait. God's will be done. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so let's see. Just looking through this. Oh, Tyson Foods is now shutting down operations in two beef plants, Eagle Mountain and the Joplin location, for a total of 2,500 people being laid off of their job, because heaven forbid that we should have any beef. Well, did you know that in spiritual warfare, and the Satanists know this, by the way, that in spiritual warfare, beef is bar none the very best thing that you should be eating. Because it gives you exactly the right nutrients to rebuild your energy, because true spiritual warfare and attacking the devil, like we're supposed to be doing, fighting back, drains your body of beef-related nutrients. I actually have some spiritual warfare books that recommend you got to eat a lot of beef if you're doing a lot of spiritual warfare, if you're fighting the devil, you know, and that kind of stuff. Which I've covered a lot in the past prayer vigils, which are available at tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle, you know, if you want. All right, praise Jesus. And please, send these things around. Don't show up without any talents. If you show up without any talents, you're dooming yourself to a really bad start when you get to heaven. Send these around to people. Annoy the heck out of them. Okay? You know, and you will, and you will. And there's only like 50 billion more people with a microphone now than there was back in the earlier days of Tribulation Now. So, you know, I'm not into competition. Lord will take care of it. And hopefully you will help too. All right. Let's see here. And so let me see. Is there one here? Yeah. No, this one here. Let me see if this one's actually an audio bite. No, this is not. But what makes it interesting is it was actually posted by Russia Today, which is considered one of the most credible content providers in all of X, at least by those of us who know better. And it's talking about how former Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says that they are discussing using nuclear weapons on Iran in strategy meetings at the Capitol. And she says, and it's pure evil. She says, I'm telling you, you read it correctly. I'm not speculating. I know. Okay. So, you know, there's been a lot of people speculating, and accurately so, but to have somebody who's an insider at the, you know, with them, they're her buddies, they're her friends. Who do you think she talks to at night after she's done, you know, weightlifting like 500 pounds? It's amazing how I don't know how anybody can do that. Anyway, I'm lucky if I can pick up, you know, never mind. It's funny, but I'm not going to go there. I don't have time. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So again, then we have, stunning images from Brussels that I want to post of the Belgian farmers, the Belgian and Dutch farmers revolt. It's not like before. It's gone violent, folks. So it's kind of like before combined with violence. Things are turning. We're getting to the point of, we've had all those warnings about the Civil War. Obama, who still may be the Antichrist, because remember, the Talmudic, the ones that follow the Talmud, which is 80% of everybody that's over in fake Israel, they all believe that it's going to be a human being that is going to be their Messiah. That's what they believe. They've always been like that. So it could very well be. You see what I'm saying? Nothing's off the table yet. So anyway, that everything is going from the point. Remember, you know, the Obama entity, and he is an entity, and all that's there's so much you could do 6 hours on Obama, just all the frustrations associated with his very existence. But anyway, the point here about him is that he also funded and sponsored and produced the movie Civil War on Netflix. Go back and watch it again if you tried it. When I first tried it two times, and I was like, boy, this really is not a good movie. I don't want to watch it. And I didn't. Then I went back and started afresh because I had so much more baseline information, lines upon lines, precepts upon precepts, here a little, there a little, like it says in Israel, just like learning the Bible. And then I went back and I looked at it again and I couldn't believe it. And that's the same thing that happened with Terminator Genesis. That's Genysus. It was made in 2015. It's probably the best one ever made. And it is so prophetic. When you watch it, you will see all the technologies that we're using today, the AI data centers, every single thing. And it's bam, it's right there in your face. They knew about it in 2015. They knew about it a long time before then, too. And now we're living it. So Noahide laws versus Sharia law, who wins? Nobody. They both get wiped out. That's my opinion. It's an opinion. Now, is it possible because the Khazarian mafia, the Lubavitch entities from the bowels of the synagogue of Satan, is it possible that because they already deeply worship Satan and practice one of the most satanic, powerful arts of Kabbalah ever in the history of the universe, that maybe they will sponsor the decapitation process in the lines that you can see from Ken Peters' testimony about the tribulation on YouTube, even to this day? Now that he's in heaven, you should watch it. Because the description he gives, I'm telling you, it's accurate. And it's like none of this stuff that anybody else is talking about. He sees Humvees, he sees technologies that exist only today, and he sees it in like 1981. Believe me, if you want the real deal, listen to Ken Peters' testimony. It's called, just type in Ken Peters' Tribulation into YouTube. Listen to it. Praise God. That there is on target. The rest of this psycho babble, Jesus warned us about it. Jesus said people are going to say, and I'm just, you know, but here a Jesus, there a Jesus, everywhere a Jesus, Jesus. Do not think it is so. I will not come until these other things happen. But people are so peopleish. Limited, as the Lord told me to think of it. Praise God. So again, I think at this point we have covered all of the, this time really, all of it. of any interest at all. I mean, really. And a lot of it is making mainstream media right now. I know that. All right. But mainstream media does not link it back to the Bible. All the seals have been popped. The contents in the seals, which are a scroll, are what's happening today. They are rolling out in parallel. It is in parallel with the Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. They're all happening at the same time, like an overhead projector for all you old fogies out there like me that remember such things. When they would take transparencies in geometry class and they would overlay them on top of one another and show you what a hexagon looked like compared to a tetrahedron. Remember that? Well, that's how the Bible is. It all overlays to tell one story, and that story is happening right now. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And God bless you all. Until next time, pray. Maybe I'll have some extra time. Maybe I'll be able to do more shows. I don't know. I'm a very hopeful guy. I won't give up. All right. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you all for joining. And thank you for remembering to send these all around as many people as you can. One person's soul gets saved because of an email that they begrudgingly look at. And you will have many rewards because all the angels, one sinner repents. And all the angels say, glory to God. I would want to be that. I would want that to be me. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Until the next show. God bless you all. I'm praying for you.